66 years ago, a young American flyer was aboard a B-17. It had been bombing railway lines when it was hit and disabled by German fire. The 10-person crew was told to bail out over Belgium. 24-year-old Gerald Sorensen bravely jumped. When he landed, the airman took his fight against Nazi Germany underground. But as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, his story was lost to a generation of Americans, even as it remained very much alive in the heart of one Belgian woman.
And that's the emblem of the secret army, Belgian secret army.
Sitting at her desk in the home where she's lived all her 80 years, Jenny Abels turns the yellowed pages of her photo album with a mixture of pride and pain. In this world, 1944, she's 14 and her adored brother Roger is 20. They're laughing in their backyard with two handsome friends.
I was so happy to have the three of them together, and yes, that was the best.
What isn't obvious from the faded snapshots is that it's World War II in Nazi-occupied Belgium. Roger is a member of the underground Belgian resistance, the so-called Secret Army, fighting against the Germans. And the other two men are downed American aviators, Bernard Mac McManaman of Michigan and Gerald Jerry Sorensen of Idaho. They were being hidden in the Brussels suburb of Ganshorn by the Abels family, who were risking their own lives. Jenny shrugs.
We knew it, huh? We knew it that if we were caught, we would be killed, huh?
The Germans never came to the house, but what did arrive was the third summons in a row for Roger to go to a German work camp. He, Mac, and Jerry escaped to another town where they helped in the resistance movement. On September 3rd, Brussels was freed by Allied troops. Mac arrived at the Abels family home that night and said Roger and Jerry were on their way, too. But instead, 2 days later, a messenger brought devastating news.
And I heard, a cry, you know, terrible. And I came in, I said, what's happened? And then my mother said, I'm sorry. I always say this time I won't cry. I love them so much.
They'd been killed by departing German soldiers. The bodies were brought to Ganshorn and interred in the small cemetery there. The U.S. government wanted to move Jerry's remains, but his family succeeded in convincing U.S. authorities he would have wanted to be buried there. And just a few blocks away, the community named two streets after the friends. Sergeant Sorensenstraat, or Rue de Sergeant Sorensen, intersects that of Roger Abels. But then the Sorensen story gradually faded to black, except for Jenny Abels, who spent all her free time at the gravesite.
When the other girls were going to dance, I was going to the cemetery.
Fast forward to this decade. Jerry Sheridan, a professor and part-time historian active in the American Overseas Memorial Day Association, AOMDA, gets word of what are called isolated graves of U.S. servicemen. He discovers there are 8 in Belgium, including Jerry's.
When we first started this project, nobody at the embassy knew about him, none of the military knew about him. As long as AOMDA exists, it will never happen again. We will never forget.
Sheridan will make sure of that. He'll soon complete a biography on the airman.
Thank you very much for joining us today for the American Overseas Memorial Day Association's commemoration of Jerry Sorensen and Roger Abels.
Sheridan also led the first formal Memorial Day ceremony in 63 years at Tiny Ganshorn Cemetery with Jenny Abels as the guest of honor.
And Jerry would say in his French, je vous remercie beaucoup.
For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels, Belgium.